Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody. A training camp day two recap coming up for you guys. Day two of practice is officially concluded. I want to welcome everybody in for listening today. Thank you for listening. Make sure you drop a like on the show. Help us grow the channel, grow the network. And if you're listening to the podcast, don't forget to leave a review. We appreciate you for listening. Day two of practice is officially in the books. It looked like another good practice, at least from my perspective. I followed along as best I could on social media with all the beat reporters who were down there. I heard from our friend John McMullen, who was down there. I got a couple videos from John, which were shared out on the channel, and more will be coming on the channel. We will get into the offense and the defense, and then Vic Fangio spoke pre-practice. He spoke at around 9:40 a.m., and he had some good things to say. So we will get into all of those things, starting on the offense. Jarrell Ray checking in. Are we on YouTube? Yes, sir, we are on YouTube as well. At least we should be. Let me just double check to make sure everything is clear and we are coming through properly. Appreciate your patience, everybody. Should be good on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, let me know so I know that you guys are there. Okay, Jarrell, you got it. Appreciate it, brother. Let's start with the offense. We're going to start with quarterback one, Jalen Hurts. Another great day, it appears, for Jalen Hurts. Very exciting, guys. I know it's just training camp. You're not going to make too much of it. But coming out of the OTA reports, coming out of off last season, it's great to hear that Jalen Hurts has been very on time and on target and accurate with the football, decisive with the football. He seems to be starting to get a better feel for this Kellen Moore offense. One beat reporter worded it as surgical. Jalen Hurts was surgical today. It was 15 to 17. The only two drops today again were two drop passes. So one incompletion yesterday was a drop pass. Two incompletions today, they were both drop passes. So Jalen Hurts, yes, Prince in the chat. I see you, brother. Thanks for being here. What's up, Madness? Appreciate you being here. Jalen Hurts was absolutely surgical. I said this morning, for anybody who caught my show this morning, I said I wanted to see some headlines, not anything big. I know they're okay. I'm not worried about them. But I was looking to see some headlines from A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Well, we got them today, folks. A.J. Brown apparently had two tremendous plays. The throw of the day came in an over-the-shoulder throw from Jalen Hurts to A.J. Brown. So heard that was tremendous. And then another big play that was reported was a 50-yard deep ball where A.J. Brown muscled through the defender, got his hands up, and made the grab for a near touchdown, but a 50-yard completion. So great stuff there to hear that A.J. Brown was making his first big impact plays of training camp. You know, I think that's good for – I think it's good for the whole team, right? Like, when you see a player of A.J. Brown's caliber and Devontae Smith and you see them make big plays, it brings the life up, right? I mean, it brings the life up of everybody. I think they get fired up because, look, these guys aren't dumb. They know how good these players are. They know how good A.J. Brown is. They know how good Devontae Smith is. And when you see them making plays, I think it goes a long way, and that's a very exciting thing that they were able to get that done. So great stuff from A.J. Brown. Moving over to Devontae Smith, apparently he just had some tremendous plays. You know, the throw of the day was a throw to A.J. Well, the catch of the day was apparently a Devontae Smith on the sideline, a little bit of a toe tapper, ball that was that apparently was a little high to catch, and Devontae just went up, got it, got the feet down. So love to hear that from Devontae. If you're a Philly fan, you know, which obviously many of you are, most of you are, probably 95% of you are listening, you know how good Devontae is on those sidelines. So great to hear that Devontae Smith was making some big plays, big catches, and Jalen Hurts was putting the ball on the money, man. So just great to hear all around. Didn't hear too much on Saquon today other than that he looked tremendous physically. Very physically gifted player. He was running the ball well behind the offensive line. Obviously, big holes that that offensive line is creating. So, very good stuff to hear that from Saquon Barkley. Moving on to Cam Jurgens. Apparently, Cam Jurgens has been really looking really good. Our friend Gary Cobb, who was on Birds 365, who's consistently on the National Football Show with Dan Cilio, said Cam Jurgens is pulling a lot and getting upfield fast. So a lot of people very impressed with the athleticism and the speed of Cam Jurgens out there, which is great to hear. You know, we're coming off an era where we watched Jason Kelce do uncharacteristic things for a center. And if you can get even a fraction of that out of Cam Jurgens, you know, boy, will that be very big. So very good stuff there. Yeah, Madness brings up Landon Dickerson. Let me go there next. But just to finish my thought on Cam, great stuff from Cam Jurgens today. Apparently, he's looked very sharp as that starting center, you know, replacing big shoes to fill there with Jason Kelce going out the door. So very exciting to hear that Cam Jurgens has been playing very well. Madness points out Landon Dickerson. So Landon Dickerson was back today. Now, he was limited, so he didn't really play in the 11-on-11s. He wasn't in there. Mekhi Becton continued to play the left guard when they were lined up, but Landon did go out there. He did practice a little bit more today, still recovering from that toe laceration. I guess he just has a cut on his toe. That's a fancy way to say he cut his toe, and they don't want to make it worse. I don't know how bad it can be if you have a cut on your toe. Maybe it's worse. Maybe it's stitches. I'm not sure. I haven't heard the details of that, but Landon was back out there, so that's a positive sign. I don't think we have anything to worry about with Landon Dickerson, but it is good to hear that he was back out there. Mekhi Becton was still in there at left guard. So that obviously means Tyler Steen got all the reps again at right guard. So we'll see how that continues to develop through camp. Moving on, wide receiver three, everybody. Yesterday it was, you know, widely talked about that Paris Campbell had a great day of camp yesterday. He was catching balls. He was running, John McMullen worded it, vicious routes yesterday that were tough to cover. So they kind of moved Paris Campbell out today from wide receiver three with the first team reps, and they put John Ross in. So look, it's early in camp. I'm not saying they're not going to play Paris Campbell at wide receiver three. I think they probably just wanted a different look, you know, change it up a little bit. And so you saw a lot of John Ross today at wide receiver three, which, you know, that's a good thing. Maybe you can unlock some of that speed that John Ross has. I don't know. He, you know, a first round pick in the past, and he hasn't quite lived up to it at all. So, Jarrell says I'm rooting for John Ross. Jarrell, I'm right there with your brother. I would love to see John Ross, you know, really turn the page and kind of I don't think he's going to break out because we have Devontae and AJ, right? The role is not going to be that big, but maybe he can find his rhythm in this offense. Maybe he can, you know, find that confidence that he's been missing and get back to form and just be a contributor for our team. I think that would be great to have a guy like that with that type of speed and that type of, you don't want to get too caught up in the caliber or anything like that. But, you know, hopefully John Ross can, yeah, Jarrell says he was nasty in college. Yeah, hopefully Jarrell Ross, or John Ross. I called him Jarrell because I'm talking to Jarrell in the chat. John Ross can have a big year for us. Tyler Braswell listening to the press conferences. We'll be back. Yeah, the press conferences are still going on. There's a couple players that are still talking. So I didn't want to wait for them, to be honest. I think Devin White's up there now. I'm not sure who else is set to speak, but yeah, not too much to take from the press conference. Jordan Mailata is up there, it looks like. So Bryce Huff spoke. I know Bryce Huff spoke. You know, so a couple other guys playing today, which is pretty cool. I'll definitely update you if I see anything come out from their commentary. So we will see. Jordan Davis is up there talking right now. God, did I see that? Galix Hunt was on with WIP, which is pretty cool. Apparently, he had to get a good day yesterday. So I will continue to keep you guys updated on all of that. But that's it for the offense. I mean, look, I think you hear what you want to hear from them, right? You're not going to hear too much. It's just practice. Only so much of it can be recorded. But Jalen Hurts, surgical, playing great football, putting the ball on target, on time. Some big throws through his big receivers, Devontae and AJ. Great to hear. All great things from the offense. And then I updated you guys on the offensive line as well. But great to hear. You know, I said it this morning that I wanted to see something from Devontae and AJ, and they answered the call for sure. So great stuff to hear that. Let's move into the defense. Some changes at defense today. You know, I'll start with the Vic Fangio press conference. Jarrell's asking me about that in the chat. Jarrell, thanks for all your comments, brother. I appreciate it. Yeah, so Vic Fangio spoke, and I thought he said great stuff. The one big thing that he said was, you know, I don't care how old or young or older a player is, if they're good enough, they're going to play. And I think that's good when you're thinking about guys like Quinyon Mitchell and you're thinking about, you know, the Nolan Smiths and the younger guys on this defense. Vic Fangio is not going to care. He's going to play who he believes has earned the job, and I think that's a very positive thing when you have that in a coordinator, you know. This is the NFL, guys. There has to be some level of a meritocracy here where the best players are going to be rewarded and they're going to play. And that's how it should be. It shouldn't just be all on pedigree and all on, you know, what the GM wants because of where he drafted you. So it's great to hear that Vic Fangio is taking that approach. I thought he had some other good things. There's the quote, if they're worthy of playing, they will play. And so that's pretty good to hear from Vic Fangio. I thought he said some other good things. He talked about the defense, and he talked about, you know, the one other thing he said was interesting was when he was talking about analytics, he mentioned that he has a system of how he uses analytics, and nobody else has ever been told about the system that he uses. None of his other proteges, none of the coaches that have ever been under him. He has his own secret way that he incorporates analytics into his defenses. And I thought that was pretty cool to hear that, you know, a guy that's been around the league that long still has some things that are close to the vest. So Creative says that's refreshing to hear. I think probably referring to the players that are best are going to play. I think that's definitely a positive. So definitely agree on that. Going on to the field, though, there was definitely some different looks today. You know, Kelee Ringo, which is great to hear. He got the starting reps today at cornerback too, which is pretty cool. I mean, there was definitely some rotation still there where Isaiah Rodgers got the CB2 reps when they went to 7-on-7. So they're still kind of switching that around. Vic did say that that was one of the most contested positions where there's going to be camp battles and stuff. So we'll see how that breaks out. And then before I move on, I just want to bring up one other thing that Vic Fangio said. I just got reminded of it. I'm talking about Bryce Huff. I don't know if these are concerning comments or if they're good comments. I don't know. You guys let me know in the chat what you think. But, you know, Bryce Huff, Vic Fangio was asked whether Bryce Huff can be an every down player. And his answer was, quote, he has the talent. It will be a work in progress. Does it look like he can do it today? No, but I do think potentially he will. maybe a little concerning that he said that he can't do it today because, you know, you did sign this guy to $17 million. He's a top 20 paid edge rusher in the NFL. I think you want him to do more than be a one-trick pony, and we're hopeful that that will get that out of Bryce Huff. But, you know, Vic Fangio said basically wait and see. We'll see on him. So I thought that was kind of interesting as well. Moving back to the football field, though, Kelee Ringo, as I mentioned, got to start at CB2 opposite Darius Slay. And then going to the linebacker, Zach Bond was once again slotted in ahead of N'Kobe Dean next to Devin White. So I thought that was very interesting that, you know, day two, first 11-on-11, again, Zach Bond and Devin White were your two linebackers. Kelee Ringo is the switch there, so they moved out. Isaiah Rogers put Kelee in there at CB2. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Just based on we're all expecting N'Kobe Dean. Now, maybe there's an injury still lingering. Maybe there's a reason that he hasn't been out there, but you know, nothing has been told yet. So we will see how all that shakes out. What else happened on defense? Let me run through my notes here, guys, and excuse me as I do some business on the air. Eli Ricks and Isaiah Rogers were the second team cornerbacks, by the way. Eli came in for Darius Slay, so Isaiah was on the right side. So that was your second team in the 11-on-11s. And then Bradbury and Avante Maddox were your second team safeties. So that was interesting to see that in 11-on-11s, they are going to maybe use Bradbury. I don't know if they're going to keep him or not. We'll see what they end up doing, but definitely interesting that Bradbury has been playing in that safety position. And then the other interesting thing was Quinyon Mitchell getting a lot of nickel cornerback reps, a lot of slot corner for Quinyon Mitchell. They really seem to be moving him all around the field. I think that's a great thing. When you draft a guy in the first round and he's a corner that's capable of playing all three positions there and left side, right side, and slot, I mean, that's a great thing. And then if you go back to spring, as John McMullen mentioned last night on Birds 365, He's played some safety in the big nickel package. I mean, this guy is a guy that can really play all over the place or the linebacker, whatever it was, and pretty good stuff. Just to know that Quinyon Mitchell has that versatile skill set, very cool to hear about that. But excited to continue to watch those guys develop and continue to see, you know, how it breaks out in camp. Obviously, there's a lot to talk about and a lot to analyze as we get closer and closer to the season. It's July 25th, so we're moving right along, everybody. When they went to 7-on-7, Rogers and Slay were the first team quarterback, so Isaiah kind of got put back in, and then it went to Devin White and N'Kobe Dean as your first team linebacker. So I'm not sure why they're having different looks between 11 and 7. Obviously, it's a different style of game. When you only have 7, you know, the defensive line and the offensive line aren't much of a factor, but still interesting to see. Maybe that shows you how they point out you know, what players are better at different things. So it'll be interesting to see how it all breaks out. But overall, I think everything else went good on defense. There wasn't anything big other than, you know, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Did get first team reps today. Now, he went down at the end of practice. I don't know if it was cramps. It kind of seems like it was cramps because he went down. He got helped by the trainers and then he went off and then he came back in a couple plays later. And then he went down again on the last play of practice. So I don't know if it was a lingering cramp and he kind of just kept going down with the cramp and he needed to massage it out. But I definitely think it's great that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. was getting first team reps with the defense. I thought that was great. Make sure you stretch, Jeremiah. I don't want to see you get hurt, brother. But it is great to see that Jeremiah Trotter's getting some of those first team reps and, you know, maybe he'll be an impact this year with the linebacking group. I think that would be pretty exciting. He's a 5th round pick, obviously has the, you know, the legacy here in Philly with his father, Jeremiah Trotter. I am biased to Trotter Jr. because St. Joe's prep guy. I'm a St. Joe's prep guy. So pretty dope to see that Trotter Jr. came right out of the prep, went to Clemson, and then now here he is in Philadelphia. So good to see that. But that's really it. That's really all I saw today. I don't know if I missed any.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anything other than what I laid out in terms of the differences with the looks on defense, it seems like there are going to be a lot of different looks. Fangio is going to throw a lot of different things at these guys and kind of see what works and see different guys in different positions. I'm going to do a chat check in just a second. Sorry, guys, I'm rambling along here. Just trying to give everybody the updates on what went down today at practice, especially for anybody listening after the fact. But we'll see, you know, how it all shakes out. Overall, seems like it was another good day of practice. I'm not sure if I'm missing anything from today's press conferences. Hopefully, I'm not. Anything important, you guys let me know in the chat, and I will read it out. Let me go to my chat. Let me check in with everybody here. M. Reyes, Madness, Creative People, Angelo, Jarrell Ray, Prince Swayze. We appreciate all you guys being here for sure. M. Reyes saying, Team Toyota. Nothing like a Toyota, man. They'll run forever if you get the right model year. So no problems with that. Angelo says, another undersized getting hurt all the time. Look, Angelo, I don't want to go there. I know he's undersized, but hopefully it's just a cramp, like I mentioned. We'll see what he's able to do. Definitely a little bit of an undersized linebacker. So we will see, you know, how that plays out. Prince says, I've said it before, this offense will be formidable if it's firing on all cylinders. No doubt about it, Prince. No doubt about it. I am very excited for this Kellen Moore offense. It really seems like they're going to spread that ball around. It's going to be motion, a lot different than what we've seen in the last couple of years. And I'm excited. I think if Kellen does that and he combines it with the skill set of Jalen Hurts, not trying to force him into be something he's not, I think it's unbelievable how good this offense can really be when you just considering the sheer amount of talent on the field. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out, but definitely exciting times for the offense. Here's Madness checking in. If Coach is playing Bond over Dean, then it must be for a reason. We got to have trust in Vic. I agree. No doubt about it, Madness. Maybe N'Kobe Dean isn't as good as we were hoping. I mean, I think that's become a realization for many people, but I don't want to go there, and I don't want to admit that to myself quite yet. So, look, N'Kobe hasn't – he's been getting rotated in, but, look, he hasn't been getting the nod at first team for the last 2 days. So we'll see. How it plays out. Creative People checking in says, I wouldn't be angry if N'Kobe Dean just becomes a very good linebacker in rotation until he gains the reps and stays healthy. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's not what we drafted him for, but I get it. Maybe that's fair. Hopefully that could, you know, he does turn into something. So Jarrell says, didn't Vic mention that he will have Mitchell playing multiple positions? For sure. He's going to rotate. He's going to move him around. It kind of seems like that might be the story of the defense this year, where they have all these young guys and maybe they will move him more. Maybe it will be a more unconventional defense in that there's not a set cornerback one, a set cornerback two, a set slot corner. Maybe they do move him around a little bit more. We'll see, you know, how that plays out. Prince Swayze checking in with Jarrell says, I mentioned yesterday how Kelsey said Cam was a faster version of him. That's why he wanted the Eagles to draft him as his replacement. Sills clowned me for saying that. Well, Sills is wrong, because you're right, Prince. That's exactly what Kelsey said about Cam. And apparently it's becoming evident in practice how fast Cam Jurgens is. They're doing some pulling with him. He's getting upfield. So great stuff there. So we'll see how it is. Tyler Brazel says the pressers are over. Tyler, thanks, man, for checking in. We appreciate that. Bruce Banner says, I'm effing ready for the season. Come on, homie, let's go. Bruce, I'm with you, brother. I am beyond ready for the season to get here. And I think before we know it, man, season's going to be here before we know it, man. The summer's going by really quick. So, you know, it'll be here before we know it. Prince, the way our season ended, there should be no shortcuts this offseason training camp. I would agree with that. I think you can see that they're taking that approach a little bit. You know, maybe I don't know how much it will change or how much things will be different in terms of how hard they go. But I think you're right about that without a doubt. Madness says, it seems Mitchell has impressed coaches with how comfortable he is, and they are trying to see how much he can take on. John did mention yesterday that they're throwing a lot at him. That's absolutely true, Madness. Great comment there, brother. It certainly seems that's how they're going with Quinyon Mitchell. And by the way, that's a great sign. I mean, you don't just want great players, right? You want the right players. You want smart players. You want guys that understand different positions and understand how the game is played on a deeper level, not just I'm corner, so I cover that guy. Like, you want a guy that understands defensive football in the NFL. And it seems like Quinyon Mitchell is that for sure. Dave in Austin checking in. What's up, Dave? Thanks for being here, buddy. I really appreciate the comment. Appreciate your support. Make sure you drop a like on the show if you're enjoying the content. Dave in Austin says, the future of Eagles secondary, Rodgers, Ringo, and Q. Mitch is going to be fun to watch. Couldn't agree more, brother. Looks like a page has been turned with the young talent in this defensive backfield, and I think it's a great thing. So hopefully these guys can all get up to speed, can play good football, can get coached up properly, and they can be a big contributor on this football team for years. Carl says, thank you for the updates. No problem, brother. I appreciate being here. I appreciate you being here, and I love talking football with you guys no matter what day of the week it is. WCBJJ says, after Vic's press conferences, that guy is my new hero. So WCBJJ is liking what he's hearing from Vic Fangio. I like it as well, brother. I thought he said the right things. I love the more traditional style of coaching. I don't know why. I love it. I love the no bullshit. I love the I'm going to play the guy I want that's best. I love the old school type of coaching that he brings to the table. So it's definitely good stuff from Vic Fangio. Jarrell says, I hope Vic gets the extra time he requested for the defense. I would agree with that. Seems like they're going to give him a little extra, probably going to be somewhere in the middle. Because remember, it's not just Nick. You could argue it's not Nick at all. It's an organizational philosophy to not get guys injured in camp and to take things somewhat lighter than they used to. And I don't think they're going to change off of that too much. They kind of need the luck of the draw, and hopefully they get that this year. L says, what's up, Xander? What's up, L? Yep, appreciate you being here. Eduardo Rezek, Trotter cramping up today was low-key scary. Yeah, two plays in a row, man. So we'll see. Hopefully he stays healthy. I thought it was very exciting that he got first-team reps today, Eduardo. So that, I thought that was a very positive thing for Jeremiah Trotter Jr., but you're right. He did go down on two different plays. Hopefully nothing serious. Hopefully it is just cramps. I haven't been following along in the last 10, 15 minutes because I've been live here. So I'm not sure if they kind of gave an update on whether it was just cramps or not, but hopefully he stays healthy and is all good. We appreciate, all you guys for being here. Hopefully Trotter Jr. can stay healthy. Reza, Vic said Bradbury will be playing corner. That's right. He did say that. He said, not everybody can play safety. That was a cornerback. We'll see if Bradbury can do it. He's still going to play some cornerback for us. So Vic did throw that out there. I don't know, guys. I'm starting to think maybe Bradbury's going to be a part of this football team. Everybody's talked about they were holding on for him to go get a late round pick. I don't know. Maybe they're just keeping him around as a depth piece and as a guy that, he's been around the league a long time. He's got the experience. I don't know. We'll see what they end up doing with James Bradbury. But Vic did talk about that, so that was interesting. Agreed. Angela says they need to let guys earn their spot. Do not just give it to them. Sounds like that's what you're going to do. Angela, they are. And, because I was reading some commentary and I saw some people commenting like, why isn't Quinyon Mitchell getting the first team reps? And I think it's a good thing. I think, to be honest with you, I think Quinyon's going to be the first team cornerback. But the fact that they go through two camps, they give it to Rodgers, then they give it to Keeley, it's showing Quinyon, hey, man, you got to get out there and work for it. Just because you were drafted as a first-round pick doesn't mean you're going to be given a job. And I think that's a very positive thing. You're right. It also creates an environment where men want to work. Men want to get better. Men want to be, they want to see something and achieve a goal, not just be given it on a silver platter. And I think you're right. I think that's a good thing. And hopefully they stick with that philosophy all through up to the season. So good stuff there. I want to thank you guys, man. You guys have been awesome all week long so far, and I love talking with you guys. A lot of great comments in here. I'm going to get to all of them as quickly as I can, and then we'll get out of here in just a couple minutes. I just wanted to give everybody the update on what came down from practice. So just to recap real quick for anybody new checking in, offense, another great day. Jalen Hurts was surgical, as it was pointed out, throwing the ball all over the yard, some big plays to Devontae Smith, some big plays to A.J. Brown. So exciting to hear that the wide receiver one and two were involved. Landon Dickerson was back out there, limited, but he was back out there. So that was good to see. And John Ross got your reps at wide receiver three. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Kelee Ringo is your starting cornerback two today in 11 on 11s. Zach Bond got the nod again at the second linebacker next to Devin White. So we'll see how that position develops later in the camp. Anything else in the comments that I can go to before we wrap the show up? I'm happy to talk for a little while longer if there are some good comments. So El Yepa says, good to hear. Go Hurts. Yeah, man, he's really been playing good, apparently. So it's great to hear that Jalen Hurts is clicking on all cylinders. Ian East checking in. What's up, Ian? Appreciate you being here, brother. He says, other than telling Bradbury not to show up, they couldn't make it more clear that he is surplus to requirements. Hopefully some desperate team gives something up for him. Well, yeah, that's a good point. I mean, maybe there will. I think, I don't know if it was the Vikings last night. Shoot, who was it? A team lost a cornerback to an ACL injury their first day of training camp. I think it was Minnesota, and Minnesota is low on cornerbacks. So maybe a team like that comes out, makes the trade for James Bradbury, and Howie's patience pays off. We'll see how it plays out with James Bradbury. Prince checking in says, shout out to you, Xander. You have been surgical with your content. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. Prince, appreciate you, man. Love you, brother. You're one of our biggest supporters on Jacob. It does not go unnoticed at all. So thank you for that comment. We appreciate that very much. Callie Baby, what's up, Callie Baby? Checking in, our man Callie. Good to see you, brother. Thanks for being here. He says, Hurts looks lights out, man. He really does, Callie. Apparently, you know, I talked to John briefly after the practice before he was in there at pressers, and he's like, look, another good day for Jalen Hurts. He looks on time and on target. Only two incompletions today, Callie, and both of them were drops. So if you're keeping track, yesterday, one incompletion, and apparently that was a drop. Today, two incompletions, and those were both drops. So Jalen Hurts, without drops, would be throwing the ball 100% in camp so far, and apparently it's been 1-2-3, getting the ball out. He's not running much. I read that he's not running too much right now. He's looking, finding, throwing, and if it's not there, he's taking the check down, which is great to hear. I really have said it. Look, I think that this offense could pull out the best part of Jalen Hurts, and it could make him the best we've ever seen, and hopefully – you know, Jalen can piece it all together, and he has another big, big year this year. We're all obviously all hopeful for that because, look, the team goes as far as Jalen's going to take us. And, you know, when you have a QB like that sounds like he's gotten better and he's putting in the work, the sky's the limit for this team, especially when you look at the talent on the offensive side of the ball. So great to hear that Hurts has continued to light it up. Jarrell says, I would like to see Howie sign another defensive end. Yeah, me too. To be honest, man, I'm a little concerned with the pass rush. I like who we have, but I don't know. I mean, I hear where you're coming from, where you're saying you want another DA. We'll see what Howie does. I'd argue that defensive tackle would be important too, to get another guy in that room. You know, you're relying on your three young guys there with Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, and Milton Williams. I think another guy in that rotation would be good. So we'll see what they end up doing. Jarrell says, Tone said Bradbury going there. Shout out to Tone. You talking about Tone, you know, the former Jacob guy. I love Tone. I miss Tone. I haven't talked to him in a little bit. Hopefully he's doing well. I got to go and check out his channel. He was a great contributor on Jacob for a long time, and we appreciate him very much. Callie says, yeah, I seen Elliot Shore. Said it would be 100 without the drops. Yeah, Elliot does a good job logging the practices. You know, I know people have their gripes with Elliot, but he does do a good job in terms of reporting on it. So good stuff to that. Jarrell says we're linked to Hayward. Yeah, I think Hayward would be good. I know that's more DT, but I think Hayward would be good. And the worry about him is 35 years old. I mean, that's pretty old. So hopefully he still could be a contributor. I don't know how much he would be or not, but I do think adding more to that room would be a good thing. Angelo checking in. What's up, Angelo? I know I got to one of your comments earlier. Appreciate you being here, brother. Oh, Chan, I didn't see this. Xander Cruz, stand up. What up, Chan? Appreciate you being here, brother. Thanks for that comment. Let me go back to Angelo. In 2022, Jalen Hurts proved that he could throw the ball. Last year, he was just a little impatient. That's a good take. I mean, you know, I think he was a little impatient last year. He definitely was showing signs of discontent with the offense, and maybe that was part of it. So we'll see, you know, how it works out. Callie says he thinks we need another DE as well. We'll see what Howie ends up doing. Look, you never know with Howie. He's going to get somebody. If he thinks that we're missing a guy and he can get him, I think he'll go out and get him. News coming in now on Jeremiah Trotter. Nothing major. Apparently he avoided any major injury today in camp. So it sounds like it was probably cramps. Good news on Jeremiah Trotter Jr., who got his first reps with the first team today. So good to see. Good to see that. I want to thank everybody for being here this morning. A good crowd over on Twitter, a good crowd, decent crowd here on YouTube. Make sure you guys drop a like on the show. Can't thank you guys enough for all the support you've been giving. Dev checking in. What's up, Dev? For defenses relying on Davis and Carter, it goes as they go. It's a good point. You could argue they're the Jalen Hurts of the defense, right? I mean, we're going to go on defense as far as Davis and Carter are going to take us. And that's why I think it'd be good to get some depth. I mean, you know, you want them on you want them on the field on money downs, but not only do you want them on the field, you want them fresh. You want them ready to go, right? You want them healthy. And I think that's a big part of it with these young guys. And, you know, I think it's fair to give them some extra depth there, which will help them be better players in the long run. So we'll see, you know, how it goes. Jarrell says, thanks, Trotter Jr. Yeah, hopefully he stays nice and healthy. I'm excited to see what he can do this year. Milton, too. That's why we need depth. Yeah, Milton's good, though. You know, Milton's good depth, but if they're in that 50 front a lot, you know, Milton's going to be out there a lot. So they need depth past Milton Williams, and that's where, you know, I wonder what they'll end up doing. But that's going to do it for this show, guys. I appreciate all your guys' comments. As always, you guys are really all awesome commenters. I love reading your comments. I continue to say that the viewers we have on Jacob Sports are the best on YouTube. I go around and I read some other people's comments, and I watch all the channels, and, you know, I stay up to date on Eagles content. Our viewers are just the best. I mean, I know you guys watch a lot of the other stuff, but it's consistent, man. Every day you guys have good stuff, and I appreciate talking to people that know the game, understand the game, enjoy the game, and support the content for what it is. So thank you guys for being here. Madness, you the man as well, brother. Thank you guys. We'll see you guys coming up at 2 p.m. Reminder, Dan Cilio's National Football Show will be live from 2 to 6, and then a special nighttime edition again of Bird 365 tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Excited to talk to John after his day two look at camp. So a lot of content still to come yet today. National Football Show in about an hour and 24 minutes. And then tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., Birds 365 will be live for our special nighttime edition. So thank you all for being here. Stay tuned on the content all day long. We'll have plenty more coming. Appreciate you all being here. And I will catch you next time on the flip side. Appreciate everybody. Hit the like button on your way out.
EAGLES Eagles.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.